CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.
Beep, 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 beep. Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our
the morning sky is growing ever more restless here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination. Where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure. Where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly, sleeping in the clubhouse bedroom.
Nice! Head for the closet! Steve, it's a thunderstorm. You know, thunder and lightning.
Yeah, but Mom says we'll be perfectly safe here in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
We could use the rain anyway.
Well, okay, but I still don't like this. It scares me. It's summer. Summer's the season for thunderstorms.
Winter time with lots of snow, cold and crisp, but wind does blow. Come with me and we will play snowball, snow fort, sliding sleighs. Seasons change with time, you know. Seasons come and seasons go, bringing change with everyone. The spice of life, I'm having fun. Springtime with the songs of birds. Weather's warm and have you heard? Flowers grow, leaves on trees, flying kites, fields of green. Seasons change with time, you know. Seasons come and seasons go, bringing change with everyone. The spice of life, I'm having fun. Summertime with skies blue, sun shines bright for me and you. Fishing poles and swimming holes, popsicles, picnics, barbecues. Seasons change with time, you know. Seasons come and seasons go, bringing change with everyone. The spice of life, I'm having fun. Here, autumn's come, pretty colors, lots of fun, football games and apple pie, jack-o'-lantern, scary sky. Seasons change with time, you know. Seasons come and seasons go, bringing change with everyone. The spice of life, I'm having fun.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers. Jack, could you pass the cereal, please?
Here you go.
Thank you.
Thunderstorms can be really dangerous, you know.
True, but everything will be fine if we stay right here in the clubhouse.
Yeah, as long as we don't take a bath or a shower.
That's fine with me.
And we definitely shouldn't use the
phone.
Yeah, don't answer that.
No, it could be hazardous to our health.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
hazardous.
Spelling, please.
H-A-Z-A-R-D-O-U-S.
Definition, please.
Adjective. Dangerous or risky. Synonyms of words that mean the same thing are perilous.
No!
Or threatening. Sentence, please.
Mr. Weir, the mailman here, and I just tried to telephone the Zucchini Brothers to let them know that their mail would be late today. We're going to have to wait until the thunderstorm passes here in Zucchini Land because delivering mail in a thunderstorm can be hazardous to your health. That's what my mama says.
feeling kind of hungry, and I'm feeling kind of beat, and I've got to ask my mother,
Ma, when are we going to eat?
And she says,
soon.
But Ma, what time?
Shortly.
Ma, you always say that.
Ugh.
When I wake up in the morning, not feeling like I should, and I gotta tell my mother,
I don't feel so good.
And she says,
there's a bug going around.
Ma, you always say that.
Did you do your business?
Ma, that's what my mama said.
G.I. Joe.
And she says,
let's see what tomorrow brings.
But Ma, I want it today.
You need that like you need a hole in the head.
Oh, come on, Ma.
That's what my mama says. That's what my mama says. You know what she'll say, but you ask anyway. That's what my mama. Sometimes you might get angry, but then you always know what mama says. Mama means that's why you love her so. That's why you love her so.
If he jumped off a bridge, would you do it too? If you keep making that face, it'll stay that way. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Because I said so. The doctor away. You're not going to eat that. That's the best part.
Not now.
Soon. What do you think, Tilly? The maid is coming today?
I wasn't born yesterday.
I get up and move around a little.
Show me who your friends are,
and actify,
and I'll tell you who you are.
Your best.
That's all that matters.
Go see if I'm outside.
I said so.
Shortly.
You do it too.
Money doesn't.
You're not going
to see what tomorrow brings.
That's the best part.
Not until you do your homework.
What do you think, Tilly?
An active body
today
is an active mind. I have eyes in the back of my head.
Great job, Ma.
Thank you, Ouija. Love you.
You know I love you, too.
Put the outside light on before you leave.
Okay, Ma.
Lou, one more thing.
Yeah, Ma?
When is this song going to be over?
Soon.
But what time?
Shortly.
A song from Lou Del Bianco.
And the thunderstorm has passed.
Woof. Yeah, but it's still raining. Wow, our backyard is turning into a lake.
I know it.
Oh, clubhouse door.
I got it.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Susan.
Quite the storm we had earlier, huh?
Yeah, it woke us up this morning.
My mom said that a tree in Mrs. Untermeyer's yard fell on a power line, and a lot of houses are without power.
Wow, that's one powerful storm.
Yeah. Last night, my family got all prepared just in case there was a power outage. We gathered flashlights and fresh batteries. We even plugged in our corded phone because cordless phones don't work when there's a power outage.
Wow, we really do depend on electricity. Good thing Benjamin Franklin invented it.
Actually, it says here in this encyclopedia that electricity's always been around, but Benjamin Franklin explored its uses and demonstrated, for instance, that lightning was electrical in nature. Since metals conduct electricity, he flew a kite with a metal key attached to it during a thunderstorm.
Sounds pretty dangerous.
Well, it is, which is why we should never try that. Lightning struck the key, and when he touched his knuckle to the key, there was a spark.
Hmm, I wonder why.
All right, you gotta make it fast. Ensign, turn on the generator.
Ever wonder why metal is such a good conductor of electricity?
The answer can be found in everyday science. To keep current with this topic, let's shrink down to the size of the smallest building block of the metal, copper. A copper atom. Copper atoms are part of the typical wiring you often find in many appliances. And if we look very closely at this atom, we can see what makes it such a good conductor, or carrier, of electricity. You see, a copper atom, like the atoms of most other metals, has an unusually loose and free-flowing layer of electrons traveling totally unattached around its nucleus. Whoa! Those electrons move almost as fast as the speed of light. Now, when an electrical current passes through this wire, here it comes, by the way, we notice that this current is also made up of excited electrons. But in the case of electricity, the electrons are traveling forward on a mission to complete their circuit. And when one of these electrons meets the loose, fast-moving electrons making up the copper wire, it displaces it, which moves that electron forward to displace its neighbor, which forces the neighboring electron to displace yet another electron, and so on and so on. This displace and push forward method of conducting electricity happens faster with metal because metal electrons already move so fast naturally. And that's what makes metals extremely conducive to conducting. Hope you enjoyed testing the metal of metal. Thanks for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's National Education Program, Making Science Make Sense.
When you're in the dark and you want to see, you need a
electricity, electricity.
Flip that switch and what do you get? You get a
electricity, electricity.
Every room can now be lit with just a
electricity, electricity.
Where do you think it all comes from? This powerful
electricity, electricity.
Through high wires to here it comes. They're bringing the
electricity, electricity.
Every building must be wired to use it to
electricity, electricity.
Power plants most all use fire to make it to
electricity, electricity.
Burning fuel and using steam, they generate
electricity, electricity.
Turn that generator by any means, you're making a
electricity, electricity.
A generator is a machine that contains a powerful magnet that creates a magnetic field. When wires are rotated rapidly through this field, then a current of electricity is produced. Now, if we only had a superhero who could stand here and turn the generator real fast, then we wouldn't need to burn so much fuel to make
electricity.
Benjamin Franklin flying his kite was searching for
electricity, electricity.
He knew that it had something to do with lightning. It's all a
electricity, electricity.
Rubbing a comb with wool or fur will give you a charge of static
electricity.
Stroking a cat to make it purr, you're building up static
electricity.
Electricity at rest is called static electricity. Like in the winter, wearing a heavy coat, you get a shock off the doorknob, or you scrape across the carpet and sneak up on your very best friend and zap him on the ear with a shock of
electricity.
Current flowing to and fro makes a circuit of
electricity, electricity.
Voltage is the pressure that makes it go. It's pushing up
electricity.
Tell you just how much you'll be using of
electricity, electricity.
Powerful stuff, so watch that plug. It's potent.
Electricity, electricity. Electricity, electricity. Electricity, electricity.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you.
I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from Schoolhouse Rock. At the top of the news today, a tree has fallen in Zucchini Land, leaving many without electricity. Howard will sell this live in the studio with our meteorologist, Zane Finch, to tell us what we need to know about preparing for and dealing with power outages. Howard?
Howard Hossell here, and Zane, the power outage even taught me something new. I couldn't open my garage door, and I had to walk to work. Of course, I waited until the thunderstorm had passed.
Well, Howard, I was going to mention that when Mother Nature turns off the power, it's a very different world. We've got to have knowledge and supplies that we don't normally use.
Some examples are?
Like flashlights and smoke detectors with fresh batteries.
Uh-huh.
A battery-powered radio to keep tuned into important news updates.
Uh-huh.
Bottled water, some canned food, and a hand-operated can opener. Keep important electronic devices unplugged and keep the refrigerator door closed. And learn how to manually open your garage door.
Uh-huh.
Whew, I think I just about covered it.
Well, thanks for the info, Zane. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward and Zane. Zane, could you give us the forecast?
Well, Bob, we'll have thunderstorms on and off throughout the day here in Zucchini Land, and with that, plenty of rain. The skies will clear up soon, though, but for now, we'll keep an eye on the sky. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done, sleeping on the job. Are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Rain falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Just heard a song from B.J. Thomas.
Hey, here comes the mail.
Howdy, kids.
Hey, Mr. Oh, Weir.
Mr. Weir.
Enjoying the rain from the front porch, I see.
Yeah.
Sorry the mail's a bit late today. With all the bad weather, didn't want to get struck by lightning. Seems a lot of people don't have power on account of Mrs. Undermeyer's tree falling.
Oh, imagine how different life would be without electricity.
I mean, we wouldn't be able to use our refrigerator or stove.
We wouldn't have lights.
Or computers.
No TVs, stereos, or VCRs. It'd be just like the old days.
Didn't have things like
like you and me. No home entertainment system, no stereo, VCR, no TV. Sit around by the fireside, reading books, singing songs to pass the time that goes. Showers and sinks.
They got an outhouse way in the back,
across the yard by the old fir tree. And in the winter when you had to go, you put on your long johns, walk through the snow singing do-do-do-do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do, yeah. Chores for everyone. Go to bed early, get up with the sun.
Back in the old days when they didn't have things like me and you. They didn't have cars, trains, or planes, but they did have horses, wagons, and canoes.
No telephones, no computer games, but they still had fun just the same. Do 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 do, yeah. Do 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 do. Old days.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
I can't wait till the next thunderstorm.
I don't know.
Clubhouse phone.
I got it. Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Sam speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Hello.
Hello, Sam Zucchini. This is Miranda Moore, and I'm representing Acoustic Accommodations. Oh. And for an unlimited time only, we're offering the very special price of $19.95 on our singing chairs. And if you buy two, you get the fourth one free.
Excuse me, I've got a bad connection on this end. Could you tell me your name again, please?
Why, my name is Amy.
Amy the telemarketer?
Oh, that was pretty sneaky. You uncovered my identity.
Well, I just sort of had a feeling it was you. But I'm confused. If I buy two singing chairs, I'll get the fourth one free. What about the third one?
Divert the customer's attention.
It isn't finished yet.
Well, when will it be finished?
Tell the customer he'd have to speak to the manager.
You'd have to speak to the manager about that.
Do these chairs sing in harmony, and what kind of music do they like?
Make the customer feel smart.
All good questions. I don't know the answers. What do you say we just relax with a nice Stevie Wonder song?
Don't you worry about a thing.
Cindy, Mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very, fluent Spanish, todo está bien chévere. You understand that?
Bien chévere.
Bien chévere. Is that right, Mama?
Yeah,
because I got my shaking room on the
little thing. Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know. Reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, Mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. You say your style of life's a drag, and that you must go. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, Mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out.
you worry about a thing.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
Valley Free Radio in Northampton, Massachusetts.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1260 and click on the fun stuff icon for our science tip of the week. How far away is the storm?
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Glad it's just raining.
It's not so bad.
I kind of like thunder. I don't like thunder, but...
This is Bird Note. Evolution on isolated islands can produce unusual and sometimes unusually large results. Some of the biggest birds ever to have lived evolved on the islands now known as New Zealand, including an enormous raptor called Haast's eagle. With a wingspan of 9 feet and weighing up to 30 pounds, more than twice the mass of a bald eagle, this huge predator hunted the moa, a flightless bird that's